Authorities in Las Vegas are still trying to get a handle on what is the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. They say identifying the bodies will be a long, laborious process. At least 58 people are dead, and more than 500 others are injured.
A lone shooter fired down into a crowd of thousands of people at a country music festival. Stephen Paddock was shooting from across the street, high up in a hotel room at the Mandalay Bay Resort. He killed himself before police got to him. Nevada's Governor Brian Sandoval said it is hard to understand what's happened.
I don't know if I have words to describe what we're going through and what these poor, unfortunate victims are going through. We're angry, we're grieving, we're confused. People are hurting.
Earlier, President Trump gave a statement calling for unity in the face of such evil. NPR's Leila Fadel joins us now from Las Vegas. Hey there, Leila.
Hi.
So first, just start by telling us what we know about Stephen Paddock, the man who did this.
Well, you know, it's a picture of a 64-year-old man who lives in Clark County, described as a gambler, lived in a retirement community outside of Las Vegas. He checked into a hotel into Mandalay Bay on Thursday, and it's unclear what he did in between. But on Sunday night, he used a hammer or something like a hammer to push out that window and shoot out into a crowd of people and killed all these scores of people last night. His brother spoke to CBS and really describes a different type of person in a lot of shock. And this is what he had to say.
Not an avid gun guy at all. Where the hell did he get automatic weapons? He has no military background or anything like that. He's a guy who lived in a house in Mesquite and drove down and gambled in Las Vegas.
So, Leila, do authorities still think that Paddock acted alone?
Yeah, they have now described him as a sole gunman, a lone wolf, if you will. Originally, they did think that he might have worked with a woman, Mary Lou Danley, who Stephen Paddock's brother, Eric, described as his girlfriend. They were in touch with her. She's out of the country. And now they believe she was not involved. But they're still at the last briefing. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Clark County Sheriff, described her still as a person of interest. The FBI has also categorically dismissed that Paddock is somehow connected to an international terrorist organization like ISIS. And at this time, the FBI says he has no connection to any international terrorism organizations. But the undersheriff of Clark County, Kevin McMahill, says that still makes him a domestic terrorist. He still shot into crowds of people and terrorized them, killed more than 50 people.
So what is it like in Las Vegas right now? I mean, what else are you hearing?
Well, this is a city of glitz and fun and lights, and the lights today are from police vehicles and ambulances. The Strip doesn't have traffic on it, and it's a city that's reacting and dealing with a shock and trauma that came last night and taking stock today.
NPR's Leila Fadel in Las Vegas. Thank you very much.
Thank you.